Nicholas Poynton, our reporter, is with us now, and Ngā kōrero kai pakihi. Kia ora, good morning, Nicholas.
Good morning, Susie.
The markets, firstly, what are they up to?
There was plenty going on. There was stronger than expected retail sales for April in the US. That's helped push up some of the key Wall Street indices, as it's helped to allay concerns of an inflation-induced slowdown in consumer spending. At the same time, though, Walmart, the biggest brick-and-mortar retailer in the world, saw its shares plunge 11% after it cut its current quarter earnings guidance because of rising inflation. So I'm sure there'll be plenty of interest in those May retail figures. We may see bit of a catch up there. So looking at the main indices, the Dow Jones is up 1.1%, the broader S&P 500 up 1.6%, and the NASDAQ up about 2%. Our local top 50 index fell 20 points yesterday, nearly a fifth of a percent, to 11,138, and the New Zealand dollar is trading at 63.6 US cents and 90.5 Australian.
And the main bulletin, what have you got coming up?
Well, Z Energy's new owner is looking for new investment partners, and rising interest rates and softer rents could drive down commercial property. And finally, takeover activity has had a brisk start to the year. We'll have all that, plus a markets update, just after 10 to 7.
Ngā kōrero ka pakihi there with our business reporter, Nicholas Poynton.